It's time now for This Week in the Women's WCHA. I'm Kelly Schultz from the Beaver Radio Network. Last weekend, Wisconsin traveled out east to battle Clarkson. North Dakota hosted the Mavericks, Ohio State traveled to Bemidji, and the Gophers challenged rival Duluth in Minneapolis. The nation's top-ranked Wisconsin Badgers took two non-conference wins at then-ranked number 7 Clarkson, winning Friday 3-2 in overtime and 4-1 on Saturday. The win on Saturday solidified the success of Badgers head coach Mark Johnson, as he recorded his 400th career win at the helm. Johnson became the first head coach in women's WCHA history to reach that mark, and just the third in Division I women's hockey. Wisconsin Badgers head coach Mark Johnson on what that accomplishment means to him.
I'm not sure what it means to me, but certainly thankful to my coaching staff. As we all know, it takes a lot of people to create and put together a good program, and it takes longevity to keep it consistent, keep it going. And you look at the coaches that I've had under me, and certainly the support staff, a lot of good people, very passionate about hockey. They do a great job for our players and the recruiting area and working with the players and trying to improve them. So, just thankful that we've been able to create a product that the communities not only enjoys watching, but more importantly, they support it. And so it's fun for our players. It's fun for their families. It's fun to be a part of something that, I guess you're just proud of.
Wisconsin's Emily Clark scored the overtime game-winning goal on Friday, while rookie Presley Norby scored her first collegiate goal on Saturday, which also was the game-winner. Ninth-ranked North Dakota was backstopped by senior goaltender Lexi Shaw's 17 saves and a 6-0 shutout over the Minnesota State Mavericks on Friday night. Shaw extended her career-best undefeated streak to 6 games Saturday night as she helped the Fighting Hawks to a 4-3 overtime victory. The 36-save weekend earned Shaw the WCHA Defensive Player of the Week. UND also boasted this week's WCHA Rookie of the Week, freshman forward Emma Nutinen from Vanta, Finland, who scored 3 goals on the weekend, including the game-winning overtime goal Saturday night.
Near side, work behind the net, Houston in front, Nutinen fires a shot, she scores! That'll do it, North Dakota, an overtime winner, 4-3, Emma Nutinen's third of the weekend.
Emma Nutinen was excited about scoring all those goals.
It was nice to score goals. It's always nice to score goals, and it was a good start.
Ohio State scored 3 goals in the first 28 minutes of Friday's game to lead the Buckeyes to a 3-1 upset over 10th-ranked Bemidji State. OSU got a stand-up performance in the crease by goaltender Cassidy Sove, who made 35 stops in the upset win. The Beavers bounced back on Saturday thanks to 3 second-period power play goals and a 4-point night by sophomore forward Emily Berglund in a 4-1 BSU win. Berglund led the WCHA with 5 points on the weekend, scoring 2 goals and assisting Emma Terrace's game-winning goal on Saturday.
Berglund to Joyce, over to the near side, Terrace. Berglund, back to the blue line, Joyce. Joyce winds up and fires a shot, a goal! What a play by Bemidji State! Wow! Beavers lead 2-0. Emma Terrace. Emily Berglund, I think Madison Hutchinson might have been in the action as well, but what a great play by that power play unit.
The Minnesota Gophers defeated rival Minnesota Duluth 4-3 Friday night and 3-2 in overtime on Saturday. The back-and-forth series featured 5 in-game ties, as neither team could gain more than a 1-goal edge. Minnesota sophomore forward Sarah Potomac earned WCHA Offensive Player of the Week honors for a career series-high 3 goals, including both game-winning goals. Minnesota's Dan Hahman with the call.
Potomac, middle, here's a chance for Panic. Panic back for Potomac, she moves in, she scores! Sarah Potomac, the winner in overtime!
UMD's senior forward, Lara Stalder, scored both of their goals in the overtime loss Saturday. Gophers head coach, Brad Frost.
To Duluth's credit, they kept fighting back. Our team kept fighting back, and it was a pretty entertaining hockey game. But to come out there in the third and dominate the way that we did and get that game winner was obviously the difference in the game for us.
5 of the WCHA's 8 teams remain in the top 10 in the USCHO.com Division I Women's College Hockey Poll this week. Wisconsin stays at the top spot. Minnesota follows at 2. Minnesota Duluth continues in the 4th place. North Dakota moves up a spot to 9th, while Bemidji State dropped down to 10th. And Ohio State earned their first votes of the season. This weekend, Minnesota travels to Columbus, Ohio to battle the Buckeyes. The UMD Bulldogs host their playoff rival, Bemidji State Beavers. For Proctor native Riley Fawcett, the rivalry between her Beavers and hometown Bulldogs means much more to her.
It's always a special game for me. Just just going and playing against the team that I looked up to when I was younger, and I wanted to be in the WCHA playing for either the Bulldogs or whoever. But yeah, obviously it's just a really special game. It's close to my heart. Just going out there playing in front of my friends and my family is really special to me, and I think it's also special for our team, just going along with the history that we've had with Duluth. And so this weekend's going to be really important for us.
St. Cloud State heads to Mankato to play the MSU Mavericks. The Huskies look for big things from their rookie Swiss goaltender, Janine Alder, who says this about playing in the WCHA.
The best women's hockey I've ever seen, like I've ever experienced. And like people, like players here, they're so competitive and everyone is so working hard, and it's getting really close to men's hockey, like back in Switzerland, what I was used to. And it's getting really close, and that's what I enjoy most.
St. Cloud's head coach Eric Root on this weekend's series against the Mavericks.
You know, they're a team that keeps getting better every weekend. You know, you watch their box scores and you see what's going on there. And, you know, they're in a similar position to us where you're trying to climb and gain a foothold somewhere upper in the standings. And so it'll be a real, real competitive series with two teams, you know, fighting for points in a WCHA weekend.
And North Dakota hosts the Wisconsin Badgers in a Saturday-Sunday series. Next weekend, Minnesota hosts St. Cloud State in a Thursday-Friday series. Then on Friday and Saturday, Minnesota Duluth travels to Ohio State. Minnesota State hosts Wisconsin, and Bemidji State heads to Grand Forks to take on North Dakota. Until next week, I'm Kelly Schultz for This Week in the Women's WCHA.